Rosh Hashanah pieces today, and we'll also do Parshas Nitzavim today. Okay, so we'll do three shorter pieces, and then tomorrow we'll do the last Rosh Hashanah section in the year Tavshin Beis. Okay, so we're back in Shnas Tavshin Aleph, which again is 1940-1941. Page Kuf Tes Zayin. Okay, you can see at the top of the page, he quotes the pasuk, one of the pasukim that we say before Tkiyah Shofar. Arov avdecha letov, al ya'ashkuni zeidim. We referenced it a little bit at the end yesterday. Arov avdecha letov. Be the arov. What's an arev?
A guarantor.
Be the guarantor. Guarantee your eved for goodness. In other words, we're saying, Hashem, I need your help to be good. Right? A guarantor means if I can't pay my loans, so I ask my guarantor who co-signed on the loan to cover for me. That's what a guarantor is. So we ask Hashem, Arov avdecha letov. Hashem, be the guarantor of us, your eved, your avadim, letov. Al ya'ashkuni zeidim. Don't allow me to be ya'ashkuni. Don't allow me to be abused by the evildoers. Right? So he explains very beautifully. And again, each of these Torahs, try to think, how does this apply to me? We'll talk about it. But again, at the surface, you immediately hear it in context. Try to apply it to yourself. Ki ikar ha-tshuva hi shelo yashuv lachta. Obviously, on a certain level, the essence of tshuva is to make changes in a real way, that you do not return to your sins. Obviously, that's the point of tshuva. Right? The point of tshuva is not to fake it for a week. The point of tshuva is to overcome some of my past failures. Shelo yashuv lachto, not to return to chet. Uveshnei hadvarim tzrichim lashuv. But however, there's two points of focus when it comes to tshuva. Namely, sur meira and asei tov. I have to get the negativity out of my life, and I have to asei tov, I have to engage in positivity. And they both require a lot of focus. Sur meira v'asei tov. That's the pasuk. Sur meira v'asei tov. Discussion, what's the best way to be Sur Meira? Some of the Rebbes, some of the Tzaddikim, say that the best way to be Sur Meira is Al Yedei Aseh Tov. If you stay busy doing good things, as we were talking about last night, right? If you stay involved in good things, so it's that much easier to not be involved in bad things. So, Sur Meira, Al Yedei Aseh Tov. But they're two tracks, they're both important. Sur Meira v'Aseh Tov. By the way, in the beginning of time, in Gan Eden, did Hashem ask Adam and Chava to be Sur Meira or to be Asei Tov? So on the one hand, you'll assume right away Sur Meira, right? Don't eat from that tree. So, it's true. What's the name of the Sefer? The Sefer I have, it's called Yesod Tzaddik. I forget who it's by. So he says, at the beginning of that Sefer, he says, you see from the beginning of time, that just avoiding Ra is, on a certain level, like everything. If you can stay out of the bad stuff, then you're doing great on a certain level. Because in Gan Eden, that's really what it was. It was Sur Meira. It was don't eat from that tree. Right? If you could just control yourself not to do the bad thing, then you're in Gan Eden. That's something to really think about. But the truth is, it's not so simple that it was just Sur Meira. Because what does Hashem say to Adam and Chava? As the Meshech Chachma highlights and other Svarim and Chumash point out, Hashem didn't just tell them, don't eat from that tree. Hashem said what? Mikol eitz hagan, from all the trees of the garden, achol tochel, you should eat. Which we usually think that means like you can eat. No, it was a command. Hashem said, enjoy, eat this tree. That was a mitzvah saseh. It was a lot more mitzvah saseh than mitzvah lo saseh on a certain level. Right? All the trees you're supposed to eat from. Okay? So even from the beginning of time, we see Hashem set up a world where you need sur meira. You also need aseh tov. Harasha asinu lo naase. That means that the bad that we do, we should stop doing. V'hatov shelo asinu naase, and the good that we haven't yet done, we should start to do. So now, here's the Rebbe's tefillah and his interpretation of our pasuk. What does our pasuk say? Arov avdecha letov. Be the guarantor, Hashem, for us to do good. Why not say, Hashem, be the guarantor that I shouldn't do bad? Maybe some of us feel that I'm okay in terms of doing good, but I'm struggling to overcome a certain bad. Hashem, we can take responsibility. We can lavtiach. We can promise. We can be the guarantors not to do bad. What does that mean? Excuse me. It's within our ability to choose not to do bad. But to say it in context, in the Warsaw Ghetto, I don't have the opportunity necessarily to choose as much good as I want. I could avoid bad. I could not speak Lashon Hara. But the Nazis may not let us get an Esrog for Sukkot. They may not let us have matzah for Pesach. They may not allow us to have tefillin. They may not let us learn Torah and Davin. Right? So they're blocking our Aseh Tov. I can try not to be a bad guy, but only Hashem, only you can help me to be a good guy. So again, Hinei Ata, second paragraph, Yecholim Anu Lavtiach. We can make the commitment on the Sur Meira, Shalo Nosif Lasos, not to do more negative. Masha Einkin Alava Aseh Tov, Ein Yecholim Lavtiach. I can't promise you, Hashem, that I'm going to have a Lulav and Esrog on Sukkot, because I'm a hostage in the Warsaw Ghetto. Because I can't promise, right, that I'm going to buy a Gemara Makos, because I can't go anywhere to buy a Gemara Makos. Kevan shemeduchim anu ma'od b'yisurim marim, because we're so meduchim, we're so crushed by such bitter suffering. V'lochim kama'ates kol asher lanu, they took away all of our good things. So Hashem, you're upset that I haven't been wearing tefillin? They confiscated my tefillin. I don't have tefillin. You're upset that I can't, that all the good things I would want to do, I can't do. V'eich naftiach lilmod Torah v'laso tzedaka. You want me to do tzedakah? Hashem says, no, why aren't you giving more tzedakah? Because I'm not even able to have a job. I don't have any money. I'm being tortured. V'lachein mevakshem Hashem. So we ask Hashem, Arov avdecha letov. Hashem, you be the guarantor of tov. I can try to conquer the negative. I can work. I can be the guarantor for the sur meira. But only you can help me to get into a situation of aseh tov. Al asur meira anu mavtichem v'arevim. Again, to avoid the negative, I can make a commitment. I can be the guarantor. Aval ha-tov, haynu al ha-ba'aseh tov, haya'ata arif. For the good, Hashem, I need you to make it possible. And what's the end of the pasuk? It's almost like David HaMelech knew what the Rebbe was going through. What is the end of the pasuk? Arov avdech ha-tov. No, go back to the top line. Al ya'ashkuni zeydim. Hashem, you be the guarantor of goodness, and don't let the evil ones oppress me. What's the pshat? Meaning, while they're oppressing me, I can't get a lulav. I can't get matzah. I can't learn Torah. But eventually, al yashkuni zeidim, when you take away these bad guys, when you set me free, Hashem, then I will be the guarantor not only for avoiding the bad in my life, but I will seek out opportunities to do good in my life. You hear? You already sang? Look at the last words. Poshrut al yashkuni zeidim v'oz nasagam tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'll be the guarantor for this interim period, again, it's also a tefillah that Rebbe said, this is only a temporary measure. Eventually, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, are going to be defeated, and we're going to go free, and then we'll come back to Aseh Tov. But for the interim, I need your help in the Aseh Tov. I need your help with the Aseh Tov. Right? And I think on a personal level for us, right? I think we can also dive in this tefillah. We can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'm going to try to take some of the garbage out of my life. I know that I'm involved in too much Sur Meira. Whether it's I'm hanging out with the wrong people, or I'm ending up in the wrong places, or I'm engaged in the wrong things, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. I'm not getting away from the negative influences in my life. But Hashem, let's make a deal. That's what David HaMelech is offering us. Let's make a deal. Arov avdecha letov. Hashem, if I stop doing X, if I'm more nizhar in Y, if I try to remove some of the negativity in my life, so Hashem, you be the guarantor for good. In other words, if I stop, you know, sometimes, again, I'm involved in negative things because I just, like, what else am I going to do with my time, right? I spend too much time watching Netflix because if I didn't do that, well, I don't know what I would do with the rest of my time. I'd have too much free time. So Hashem, if I stop wasting my time with silly negative things, so you be the guarantor to help me to want to do positive things. Positive things. You understand? You make it that if I can make a commitment to stop doing negative, Hashem, you help me out by making learning more geschmack, making positive experiences more available to me. Right? That's part of the negotiation that we can say to Hashem. I'm committed to giving up some of the schmutz in my life, and Hashem, you help me to then be able to fill that void, right, with positive spiritual experiences. I think that's a real tefillah we can do. Okay, another small piece. Avinu Malkeinu, hachzirenu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Emphasis on the word shleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, return us to you with tshuva shleima. It's very important to during these days to strive for tshuva shleima.
We don't want just tshuva. We want full tshuva. We want the full measure of what tshuva can offer us. Ki b'tshuva miyira nase mizdonos shkagos. However, you know this Gemara. It's Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish, who himself turned around his life. He was the head of the bandits. He became the beloved chavrus of Rabbi Yochanan, the Heilige Reish Lakish. Tshuva meyira, when a person does tshuva out of fear, so your zedonos become shagagos. Your intentional averos get downgraded to what? To accidental averos, right? You're speeding on the highway, you get pulled over, you go to court, and they say, okay, we'll downgrade it to like a seatbelt violation. Right? Sheker. I was wearing my seatbelt and I was driving too fast. It shows the, you know, so that's not honest. But in Shemayim, they also have a system of negotiation, right? If you do tshuva, lower level tshuva, tshuva out of fear, tshuva out of yira, not tshuva out of ava, but tshuva out of yira, so we'll downgrade your mezit to shogeg, we'll make your avera less severe. Hainu she'ena tshuva shlema, kinish aru hashkagos. But says the Rebbe, according to that, that's not tshuva shlema, because you still have averas on the books. You have less severe averas. Right? Instead of 4 points on your license, it'll only be a 2 point, you know, fine. Maybe you'll pay a little more, a little less, right? But it won't be as bad for your, you know, for your insurance, whatever, right? You'll work it out sometimes. But it's not tshuva shlema, it's not a clean slate. You're not completely off the hook. Masha enkin me'ava. But if you do tshuva me'ava, what does the Gemara say? It's one of the most unbelievable chidushim of tshuva. Your averos become mitzvahs. Tshuva me'ava, he tshuva shlema. The Gemara says that your averos become mitzvos. You transform an avera into a mitzvah. That's unbelievable. Now, says the Rebbe, Aval Isa b'sifrei kvod kudushas Adoni Avi Mayri, harav atzadik v'kadosh atzal. But my father, in his, my Heilige father in his Svarim wrote, Shekishah ish muka b'yisurin. It's actually, I didn't even realize. I'm like realizing it now for the first time. Like, it's so interesting that we're learning Makos this year, you know? The Rebbe keeps talking about like being struck with Yisurim, you know? Maybe at the pizza lunch today, I'll tell you an unbelievable story about Maseches Makos. How when you learn Maseches Makos, it can save you from Makos. Right? Like, when you learn about Karbanos, it's as if you brought a Karban. The Gemara says the end of Menachos. So maybe when you learn about Makos, that's our way of Kabbalah's Yisurim. We shouldn't have to have any other Yisurim. Just interesting. The Rebbe keeps talking about being, you know, Muka B'Yisurim. So Kishayish Muka B'Yisurim, it's very hard to serve Hashem out of Ahava when you feel like your life is really rough, when you're beat up all the time. Right? So what's the tefillah? Avinu Malkeinu, I can only do tshuva out of yira. I'm living in a tough world. I've had some difficult experiences in my life. To get to a level of tshuva me'ava, I can't do that on my own. So Hashem, I'll do tshuva me'ira. And you, Avinu Malkeinu Hachzireinu B'tshuva Shleima, you help us to go the rest of the way. Again, it's very similar to the piece we just learned a second ago. I'll do Sur Meira, Hashem, you do Asei Tov. I'll do Tshuva Meira. I'm not in an emotional state to do Tshuva Me'ava, but let's negotiate. I'll do Tshuva Meira, and I'm Avakesh from you, Hachzireinu B'tshuva Shleima. You help me to go the rest of the way. Ki al kol ha'tshuva, because when it comes to tshuva, we ask Hashem, we need your help. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. We say, Hashem, please, help us to do tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. Hashem, bring us back to you. And what does Hashem say back to us? It's a medrash in Eicha. Hashem says back to us, Hu yizbarach ona, he responds, Shuva Elai v'ashuva Elecha. The medrash says there's a machlokas between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, between the Jewish people and God. Who makes the first move? We say, Hashem, you go first. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. Bring us back to you. And Hashem says, no, 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 you go first. You make the first move. Shuva Elai, you come to me, and then Ashuva Alecha, and then I'll come to you. Right? It says the Rebbe, that's only true about the first step, meaning Tshuva Meira. Once you do the first step of Tshuva Meira, then we can ask, Avinu Malkeinu Hachzireinu B'tshuva Shleima. You help us to go the rest of the way. You help us to get tshuva me'ava. Aval al kol panim, last three lines on the page. Hachzireinu B'tshuva Shleima. Shetehe Shleima Shezeh Ein Biadeinu. To get to such a complete level of tshuva, I can't. The world is too difficult for me to get to a level of tshuva me'ava. Tshuva Meira is kind of easy because life is so scary. So that type of tshuva, the scary type of tshuva, I can do on my own. But Hashem, please, you're not just Malkeinu, you're Avinu Malkeinu. Help me to do tshuva Shleima. Ki afilu im nashuv, even if I do tshuva, rak meyira tiyah. I can only do it from a place of yira. Lachein hoshienu venucha lashuv b'tshuva Shleima. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can help me to achieve a level of tshuva me'ava. So again, two very powerful Torahs about doing what you can. People sometimes get so stuck worrying about, you know, what they can't do that they don't even start. Right? I'm not going to finish Shas, so therefore, right? I don't know if I can finish Mako, so why should I understand Daf Beis? Right? Do what you can. In Avodas Hashem, do what you can. If you can do a little bit, so do a little bit. If you can do a lot, so do a lot. But start the process and then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you to go the rest of the way. Okay? Those are our two Rosh Hashanah Torahs for today. Let's take a look at a Parshas Nitzavim Torah. Okay, there's one Torah. This Shabbos is Parshas Nitzavim. There's only one. There's only one teaching in Parshas Nitzavim on page 109. Kuf Tes. Right. So either he didn't speak, or for whatever reason we don't have it. That's why, again, we should really continue to look at the some of the more recent historical works that tell you what was going on. But here we have Nitzavim from 1939 into 1940. This Shabbos is just Nitzavim. Yeah, short parsha. How many psukim? 40. That's right. Why are there 40 psukim in Nitzavim? Okay. Could be. It's that makes a lot of sense. It's El plus the Aseret Tshuva, right? It's the 30 days of El plus the Aseret Tshuva. Vayelech is how many psukim? 30, right? So that would just be El. Right? What about Mitzvah Vayelech Hazinu? How many psukim Hazinu? 52. What's 52? 52. 52 is from the beginning of Chodesh Elul until Hashanah Rabbah. Right. What's 40 plus 30 plus 52? 122. What's 122? 122 days until Zos Chanukah. Right. How many psukim in Parshas Re'eh?
We can go on forever.
126, right. How many psukim in Parshas Shoftim? No, hold on. How many psukim in Kisavo? How many psukim in Kisavo? Where are we up to? Last week was Kisavo. Yeah, Kisavo. 122, right? Is that right? Are you guessing or you're... Yeah, 122. So interesting. So Kisavo was 122 psukim, right? And then Nitzavim plus Vayelech plus Hazinu was also 122 psukim. 122 is the whole process all the way from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh El until Zos Chanukah, which is really the ultimate Gemar Chasima. 52 is connected to 52 days until Hashanah Rabbah. Right, 30 is just Elul, 40 is Elul plus the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Okay, this is Torah from the Stuchina Rabbi, Rav Matl Zilber Shlita. Amazing Torahs. Okay, let's look at Parshas Nitzav, page 109. Hanistaros laHashem Elokeinu vaniglos lanu levaneinu ad oilam. Laasos is called Divrei HaTorah Azos. Hanistaros, the concealed matters, are for Hashem. The revealed matters are for us and our descendants forever to do in accordance with the entire Torah. What are the concealed matters? What are the revealed matters? The revealed matters mean that if I see someone openly violating the Torah, it's my responsibility to properly rebuke them and guide them. The concealed matters, what people do in the privacy of their own home, I can't give you mussar about that because I don't know what you do. Hopefully only good things. So Hanistaros LaHashem Elokeinu, Hashem will take care of the hidden things. But the Haniglos, the things that are openly available to us that we can try to fix, we should try to fix. Okay, but let's see what the Rebbe does with Hanistaros. Again, that's only one interpretation of the Pasuk. Let's see what the Rebbe does with it. Ki al kol tzara shelo tavo, ish ha-Yisraeli mispal la-Hashem v'tzoek elav yisparach. That opening line is already very powerful and very important because we often think of tefillah as responsive. Right? Our best tefillahs are usually responsive. I'm feeling sick. Or I heard bad news, God forbid, someone's sick. So we start a tehillim group, we start davening for that person, we add their name, right? But the Gemara says The Gemara says we should also train ourselves to daven al kol tzara shelo tavo. Right? Most of us assume, like, I'm fine. You should daven that you should never be sick in your life. Right? Don't wait, God forbid, till you find out someone's sick. Daven for everyone you know that they should have a healthy, long, healthy, happy life. And maybe you'll save them. It's easier, the Gemara says, to stop an illness from coming than to remove the illness once it's already arrived. So be a proactive davener. So when it comes to davening, again, for any difficulty, any troubles that they shouldn't come our way, a person is soek elav yisbarach. We cry out to Hashem. We scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishahatzarech hasfarel chalila yoser gedola. And if things, God forbid, intensify and become even more painful, yoser tzoik, we scream out even more. Like the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, u'mordechai yodes kol asher nasa. Mordechai heard that things are getting worse and worse for Klal Yisrael. Vayikra Mordechai is bigadav. Mordechai tore his clothing. Vayilbash sak ve'efer, and he wore sackcloth and ashes. Vayetze besoch ha'ir. Mordechai is going around the middle of the city. And what's he doing? Vayizak ze'oko gedola umara. And he is screaming at the top of his lungs. Because if you care, how could you not scream? So when things get worse, your voice gets louder. But says the Rebbe, in our context, says the Rebbe, but as things have gotten worse for the Jewish people, we're forced to what? To make our voice quieter. Because they're closing down the shuls, and we're meeting, you know, these little clandestine gatherings of Jews trying to get together. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we're trying to hide out. He says, "V'gam b'lo tzara mispa'alim l'Hashem." Even when it's not a time of tzara, we dive into Hashem. Tefillah is not a chore. Tefillah is not a burden. Tefillah, like one of my rabbeim likes to say, is not a giant ATM machine in the sky where you're like, you know, Hashem, I need money, I need parnasa, I need smarts, I need, you know, I need a shidduch, I need this. It's not how it works. Tefillah is getting close to Hashem. When we daven with a voice. We raise up our voice. That means I have something I need to say. When you say something out loud, it makes it more, you know, direct. It intensifies the concentration. Kavana ma'orer kol. Concentration causes you to arouse your voice, and arousing your voice will help you to be more focused on what you're saying. Say the words out loud. Aval ma na'aseh kishalo menichem osanu litzok. But what are we to do when our enemies don't allow us to scream, to cry out? And they don't let us get together to daven. And we're forced to daven what? In seclusion. Right? We're hiding. And that itself is so painful for us. Just knowing that we're not able to come to shul in a normal way. That people hate us so much that I can't even get caught, you know, I'm hiding out, learning Gemara in an attic or in a basement, because if they catch you with a Jewish book, they'll execute me. But as different tzaddikim have said throughout history, right, a chassid needs to know how to what? How to scream without making a sound. Rabbi Nachman talks about it, other tzaddikim talk about it. You have to know how to scream out to Hashem without being audible. You have to know how to scream inside. The internal scream, the internal cry. Hashem, you know that in the Omek HaLev, we're screaming out to you. Maybe what it looks like on the surface, Hashem, you look down in the Warsaw Ghetto, you're like, why is it so quiet here? Why is no one davening? Hashem, you know why we're not davening. We're not allowed to daven. You know why we're davening in a whisper. But in our hearts, we're screaming to louder than ever because of our suffering. Yeah.
What is the
pain? To be pained. To yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like it's a Megillas Eicha word. Davas libeno. Like the pain or the anguish. Yeah.
Is scream here referring to davening?
Yeah, it's right. It's davening in the form of screaming. Right. Screaming also, it's not just about how loud you can be, right? It's also about the intensity, right? The machlok is actually Rashi and Tosfos, I think. The Gemara that we saw last night, right? At the end of the Vilna Gaon shir. Recorded the Gemara, Kola Ona Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, but called Kocho, right? So what does that mean, the Gemara says in Shabbos? If you say Amen Yehesh Me Rabba with all your strength, so then it could rip up a Gzardin of 70 years or something like that. So what does it mean with all your strength? So I think it's machlokas rishonim, right? I think some rishonim say that means like say it really, try to say it really loud. Scream, Aben Yesh Me'rav, right? Say it actually physically loud. Project it very loudly. And others say, B'chol Kocha means no, with full understanding of what the words mean, right? With deep concentration. So I think the Rebbe is saying the same thing here. B'chol Kocha means to scream out to Hashem, right? There's a way to scream in a whisper also. And that's sort of what the Rebbe is saying. You're screaming internally. But it doesn't even have to be, you know, it's screaming just means that the intensification, how locked in I am on this tefillah. Okay? V'zeha remez. And look how the Rebbe goes back to so many psukim that we know, and he brings it to, it is a Torah Chaim, you know? He takes the words of David HaMelech and he says, it's Ki'ilu David HaMelech was like, Mamish talking to me. Shir HaMalos mi Mama Kim Krasicha Hashem. I cry out from the depths. Hashem Shema Bekoli. Hashem, listen to my voice. Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai. What's David HaMelech saying to Hashem? What's the piyaz that's Rebbe davening? Shall pi pashut kosher lahavin? I don't understand. Pashut pshat, I don't understand the pasuk. Maha keifel, what's the repetition? Hashem shema bekoli, listen to my voice. And then, tiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Your ears should be what? Your ears should be responsive to my pleas. You just said that. You should listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and listen to my voice. Why do you have to say it twice? Aval eslo yisbarach she'eno guf v'lo yisiguhu mesigei haguf. But we know one of the 13 principles of faith is that Hashem doesn't have a body, nor does he have body-like features. So ein shayach oznayim. Hashem doesn't have ears the way that you and I have ears. Rak hakol ruchani lemala. When we talk about Hashem's listening, it's a spiritual type of listening. U'midabrim b'inyanim gufniyim. And the fact that we speak in language of physicality, of guf, it's lisaber es ha'ozen. It's only to make it understandable to our ears. Right? It's to make it, you know, easier for us to picture. When we talk about the Yad Hashem, or the Hashem's eyes watching, or Hashem's ears listening, be careful. God doesn't have eyes, doesn't have ears, doesn't have a Yad, doesn't have a hand, doesn't have an outstretched arm, is roa netuya. None of those things are literal. But it's l'saber sa'oz, and it makes it, you know, understandable to us. V'hine be'ish haderechu. Kishu medaber me'lov b'kol namuch. So when you talk to a person in a whisper, when you talk to a person in a kol namuch, in a low voice, muchrachu lahamid, the person needs to what? Needs to stop, needs to focus. Ulachavinus of oznov kedei sheyishma. If you want to hear someone whispering, you need to lean in, you need to draw close, you need to pay more attention. Right? So we're saying to a Kadosh Baruch Hu the following: Bal ze onu mispalim mimamakim krasicha Hashem. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're davening to you from the depths. Rak mima'amake libi v'lo b'kol gadol. Hashem, it's only in my heart, right, that I'm able to scream to you. On the surface, I'm whispering. I'm forced to whisper. But Hashem, shema b'koli. Hashem, even though I'm whispering, Hashem, I want you to listen to me. Tiena aznecha kashuvas l'kol tachnunai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to what? I want you, kiviyachol, to lean in and listen to my whisper. And by the way, sometimes a whisper, even though it's so quiet, it's the deepest, right? You whisper a secret. So even though Hashem, we're saying, on the one hand, I'm screaming on the inside. If I could scream now, I'd scream louder than ever before. It'd be a louder scream than Mordechai running in the streets of Shushan Abira. Right? But I'm not able to. So I'm forced to daven in the Omek Alev. But Hashem, I want you to listen in. Give me the chizuk to know that you're listening, even though I'm whispering. Right? Show me that you're paying attention, that you're leaning in to hear my cries. Shema na bekoli, shetzrichos oznecha kiviyachol lios kashuvos. Hashem, make your ear attentive. Right? Make your ear like a receptive to receive. Ure'ei na she'ein manichem osi l'espalo. Realize why I'm whispering to you. I'm only whispering to you. I would love to scream and talk to you in a loud voice, Hashem, with pride and confidence, but they don't allow me to daven. Rak b'seser uvalachash ani muchach l'espalo. I'm forced to daven what? I'm forced to daven in seclusion. And Hashem, I want you to see how painful that is for me. I'm not davening, and I'm not mumbling my siddur because I'm lazy, because I'm tired, like we sometimes do. I'm saying my siddur in a whisper because I don't have another option. Which means, chaver, first of all, let's be makabel the musar. When we have an option to daven, right, and to say the words loudly and clearly and confidently, we should. Say it. Ashra Yoshev is, say the words with confidence. The Rebbe is saying, Hashem, you know that I want to daven that way, but it pains me that I'm forced to daven in a whisper. But Hashem, let me know that you're listening to my whispers. Okay? Turn the page, let's finish the piece. V'zeh ha-nistaros la-Hashem Elokeinu. So look what he interprets this week's parsha. Ha-nistaros la-Hashem Elokeinu. The hidden things are for Hashem. Va-niglos lanu levaneinu. Right? And the revealed things are for us and our children. Look how he turns it into such a powerful tefillah. Ha-nistaros la-Hashem Elokeinu. The hidden things are for us, are for you, Hashem. Shnehem b'mashma. Two things are implied. Kishetzrichim la-hastir atzmeinu b'dvarim. Sheheim la-Hashem Elokeinu. When we're forced to hide the fact that what? That Hashem is Elokeinu. When we're forced to hide all of our spiritual behaviors, that our relationship with you is forced to be hidden, right? So hanistaros, when our secrets, right? When our secrets are not, you know, are not the website that I was searching in incognito mode, right? But rather it was the fact that I was sneaking around with my little sitter in the Warsaw ghetto so I don't get shot by a Nazi, Yimach Shemo. When my secrets are my secret relationship with you, Hashem, when we're forced to hide ourselves in matters that are godly, but the second interpretation of that, when my nistar, my secret things are Hashem Elokeinu, then I ask you, nistaros, my secret things, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, be makabel those things. Let those be Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, let me know that you're seeing those things. Right? I don't want you to think I'm just being lazy, and that's why it doesn't look like there's. That's why I'm so, you know, I'm not hiding it because I'm embarrassed in my Judaism. I'm super proud of my Judaism. I'd love to scream it in the streets if I could. But I can't, because they'll kill me. So, Hanistaros, that which I do for you in secret, let it be for you, Hashem. Be Mekabalit. Uvitanai, and here's where he gives Musar to the people. But he says, on condition, what's the end of the Pasuk? This is the Rebbe's fierce accountability that he placed on the people. Uvitanai. What does it mean? The revealed things are for us and our children to do in accordance with the Torah. In other words, says the Rebbe, what does that mean? V'nakud al lanu ulavaneinu. We have a tradition that in the Sefer Torah there are dots over the words lanu ulavaneinu. Dots kind of is like highlighting it. It's putting emphasis on these words. As if to say what? Ulefi anizkar la'el. Shabinakudas Levanov, Mikabel Alatsmenu. In other words, says the Rebbe, Hashem will make another deal with you. This is our third deal that we're making with God today. Right? We made a deal, Hashem, we'll do Sur Meira, you do Aseh Tov. We made a second deal with God, that what? We'll do Tshuva Meira, Hashem, you help us do Tshuva Shleima, Tshuva Me'ava. We'll make a third deal with you, God. You hear our whispers when that's the only thing we're able to offer you. Right? On condition that we, here's our part of the deal, the haniglos, when we're able to be proudly, openly Jewish, lanu ulevaneinu ad olam lasos is called divrei Torah zos. Hashem, if you can get us out of the Warsaw ghetto, we're not going to come out of this suffering being more embarrassed to be Jews, which unfortunately was a reality for some people, right? They lost their faith in the Holocaust, and I'm not judging for a second. There are some people who abandoned God who survived the war. But there are other people who came out and they said, if they want to kill me for being a Jew, then being a Jew must be unbelievably special, that they're so jealous they want to destroy me. And they became fiercely, proudly Jewish. So therefore we say to Hashem, you take care of us in a state of nistaros, and then v'haniglos, when things open up, lanu levaneinu ad olam, we'll pass this on to our children. Nekabal alatzmeinu sha'ad olam, forever and ever. Kishiyazor Hashem lanu, when you save us, when you provide for us, tehei avodas Hashem lanu levaneinu benigla. We'll proudly serve you, Hashem, openly. We won't take off our yarmulke for a job interview. Right? We won't take off our yarmulke to whatever, to go to my office. Right? I'm going to be a proud Jew. And I'm going to tell my boss on the first day, right? The first day I get hired, I can't be here Friday afternoons. Right? And it's going to be a little bit embarrassing. What do you mean? I just hired you 3 seconds ago, and now you're already asking for special accommodations? Yes. And if it doesn't work for you, then I can't work for you. Right? I'm going to be a proudly Jewish person. The Torah values in the world. Kiddush Hashem, everywhere I go. Kvod Shemayim. Te'avodas Hashem lanu levaneinu benigla uvekol uvekavanas halev. And when I can daven loud, Hashem, I'm going to daven really loud. And really proud and really confident. That's what the Rebbe's
That's what the Rebbe's request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So please, Hashem, listen carefully to my voice. If you think I'm whispering because I'm just being lazy, God forbid, Hashem, you know why I'm really whispering. Turn your ear, right? For us, again, to have an image, a picture. Hashem doesn't have an ear, but act like one who's listening attentively. Show us that you care, that you're listening to our words. And then when you get us out of this mess, Amir Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam will respond by what? By davening loud, right? And proudly, and courageously. Okay? We should be Zocha to keep our part of the deal. And I don't have to say we should be Zocha. Hashem has given us a guarantee. If we keep our part of the deal, right? Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuv Dalid, Habal Tahir Maseyan Oso. If we do our part, Hashem is guaranteed to help us. We should be Zocha to take our responsibilities very seriously. Yes?
So, you might have discussed this another time, but the idea of, bargaining with things that we're already kind of expected to do.
Right. It's interesting. There's a concept in the Gemara of taking a shrua on a mitzvah. What do you mean? You're already mushva va'on made mehar Sinai. Right? But sometimes, because a shrua is so serious, you see that in so many areas of Torah law, that people take an oath seriously, right? So if I swear to get out of bed and go to davening in the morning, right? The fact that I swore to it will give me the motivation to this. So there is such a notion of swearing to be mekayem something, or to not be, to avoid something, to give you the motivation. So yes, on a certain level, Hashem could turn back to us and say, "What are you talking about? Why are you negotiating? These are your responsibilities. You can't negotiate with them." And if I do that, if you have to do this. At the same time, certainly given the situation, but stam, to show Hashem, listen, I'm admitting I can't do it all, and I'm asking for help. So if I make a more concerted effort here, will you help me there? And Hashem wants to help. Hashem's not trying to get us. Hashem wants us to be matzliach.
I think also this is a little different than when I normally think of bargaining. If I give all these bits or whatever, let me get a 100 on the test.
Right.
Whereas this is very much...
I'm not bargaining, Hashem, I'll do ruchnius and you give me gosh. It's saying I'm doing avodas Hashem the best I can. Help me to do better avodas Hashem. Right? How can Hashem say no to that? Right? I'm being the best Jew I can be. Help me to be an even better Jew. That's a very deep tefillah, yeah. Yes, from Donnie.
This pasuk that he uses from Esther really stood out to me because we're talking about how we do certain things and Hashem will help us out and complete that act.
Okay.
If you read the pasuk, it says, right? That he knew how bad everything was. And then he ripped his clothing and he did the ash and then he screams out. So I think that it's not that Mordechai cried out because he knew how bad everything was, but it was only because he cried out that he knew how bad it was. Meaning, I'm going to do my part of crying out, I'm going to do my part of living my body. And then, Mordechai yelled at us, well, then he knew everything. Because we say, I'm talking about the dust. So Hashem provides an option.
That's interesting. That's interesting, because the Sfarim talk about, as a tefillah technique, or like a tshuva technique, right, to cry out in davening, even if you don't really mean it. Right? Meaning this, the Sefer HaChinuch's famous principle, right, that your actions will move your heart. So Mordechai, by acting, again, sometimes if we just act, right, sometimes you hear people in Rosh Hashanah making they're davening as if they're sobbing, but they're not really sobbing. Right? So what are you, faking it? But the tzaddikim say there's a way of davening that way to try to be ma'or a feeling. Sometimes if you scream out, even if you're not, right, I don't feel like I know what I'm screaming about, but if I scream, maybe that'll shake me or wake me up. That's part of what the shofar does. The shofar becomes our collective scream, even though I'm not sure exactly what to say. So the shofar says, I'm not sure what to say either, so let's just scream. Right? And hopefully we'll feel something. And then that's what the shofar does. It's ma'or us to tshuva. So Mordechai gained the idea of the severity of the situation through the crying out itself. Yeah, it's an interesting way to say it. Okay, Chavi.